The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of Talk 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and today we are very, very honored to have with us on the phone a special guest, Dr. Bill Dorfman. Dr. Bill Dorfman is not just a famous cosmetic dentist, he is the famous cosmetic dentist. Affectionately known as America's Dentist, Dr. Bill is widely recognized worldwide as a leading dentist who is responsible for creating smiles for many of Hollywood's brightest stars. In fact, Dr. Dorfman has become a star in his own right, as the featured dentist on the hit ABC series Extreme Makeover, where he performed amazing dental transformations on the show's series. You may have watched the show. These participants, he just did the amazing things on their smile and took these people that were just, oh, either had these awful smiles or just plain, and was able to turn them into basically bring their inner beauty on the outside. Dr. Dorfman, I am so happy that you're willing to be on our show today. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So thanks so much for getting up. I also was looking at your bio, and I see that you've been on ABC's Good Morning America, The View, Oprah, CNN's Larry King Live, The Today Show, The Tonight Show, Dr. Phil, The Rachel Ray Show, Tyra Banks. Sounds like the only show you haven't been on is mine, so this probably is the icing on the cake, wouldn't you think?
You know what? I've been waiting for you to call me. I'm so glad you finally did.
Well, thank you. Obviously, that's tongue-in-cheek.
I had to tell Larry King Live no today.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I really, really appreciate that. And I appreciate you getting up and doing this for us, because I know that it's very early out there in California. Couple of things that I wanted to talk about. A big part I want to talk about is the book that you've written. It's called The Billion Dollar Smile. I think it's an excellent book. And I should probably mention that it's published by Rutledge Hill Press. And for those of you that don't know, this book is available. It is on the New York Times bestseller list for a while. And it's called Dr. Bill Dorfman, featured on Extreme Makeover with Paul Lombardi. Billion Dollar Smile, A Complete Guide to Your Extreme Smile Makeover. Now, Dr. Dorfman, Extreme Makeover as a show, of course, has been off the air for, I think, 2 years now. But you'll forever be linked to that show. And actually, we weekly do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and I don't want to waste a lot of our valuable time together doing that kind of housekeeping, but I do want to throw out the question of the day because I think it will be of some interest to you. And a survey of dentists, it said, the question that was posed was, are celebrity cosmetic dentists good for the profession? And we'll be having people call in or emailing us with their guesses. And by the way, the phone number is 821-1230, or you can email your guess to dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. So feel free to call in if you'd like to talk to Dr. Dorfman, and if you would like to give a guess. And what I think is kind of funny about this survey or this question, Dr. Dorfman, is I think they're talking about you. I mean, how many other celebrity cosmetic dentists are there?
I think I'm it. you know, it's funny. When I started dental school, I remember the very first day we were in class, the dean got up there and showed us funny clips, you know. He showed us W.C. Fields and the famous clip as the dentist. Then he showed us, you know, Marathon Man. And since then, we've had Little Shop of Horrors. And then, you know, typically dentists aren't really getting great positive media coverage.
I would say we're getting terrible media coverage,
exactly.
Actually.
And it wasn't until Extreme Makeover, where I was on, you know, week after week, primetime TV, that people actually got to see all the great things that dentists do, you know. And, in fact, it became so powerful that ABC wouldn't even take a patient on the show if I told them I couldn't do a great smile makeover on them, because they realized that without great smile, the patient really didn't have a great makeover. And in fact, a lot of times with just changing their teeth and hair and makeup, we had the makeover. We didn't even need the plastic surgeon.
You're absolutely right. I've seen that myself. I've done some makeovers for some local radio, I won't call them contestants, but one of the local stations in town does a thing called A New You, where deserving people are chosen through emails and letters that friends send in. And then one that I did was a help my husband contest. And in addition to winning a makeover by me, he also was given a chemical peel. I think they did his hair, Botox. And I swear to you that the picture I took of the after of just the teeth, he was pretty much done. I mean, it was like, so they changed his hairstyle. And that was the only difference.
You know, and I saw a lot of your makeovers online, and you do an amazing job with them. And I think the thing that was really exciting for me about Extreme Makeover was, you know, typically this experience that we have with the patient is a one-on-one thing. But all of a sudden now, you know, this experience that I'm having with the patient is telecast out to millions of people. I mean, this show shows in 65 countries worldwide, and it's still on TV. I mean, reruns are on every single night, practically. I mean, I know they are in the L.A. market. So this show had a huge impact. I mean, dentists surveyed across the USA said that their cosmetic dentistry increased by at least 30% as a result of this show. And I know, you know, because I'm an owner in a company called Discus Dental, we make, you know, Zoom whitening and night white and day white and all these other products. I know that we've had an impact because of our sales. I mean, our sales have quadrupled since the show's been on the air.
And you'll be happy to know that I am a Zoom a dentist.
Well, that's the only reason I do your show.
Well, I also do Bright Smile, so you have like two customers in one.
Yeah, that's right, because we own both companies.
That's right. I actually do both. And what that does is it gives me the ability to do two different patients at the same time. And
which is great, because we do a lot of husband-wives together.
Yeah, we had a relatively famous, locally known basketball player and his fiance come in a week before their wedding, and get both of their teeth whitened at the same time. And
that's great.
And it is kind of neat. And luckily, they were smart enough to come a week ahead so that there was no residual and, you know, any regression.
Right, right. Hey, you know what I just did, which is really fun, and you'll see it in September. I've been a regular on the Janice Dickinson Modeling Agency show. I've been on pretty much every season. I did all of Janice's teeth, I think, in season three. And since then, I've always done one really kind of spectacular makeover on one of her patients. So this year, Janice calls me up and says, you know, we're filming season four, and, you know, we'd like to get you involved. What do you want to do? And I started talking to her. She said, heck, Bill, you've done so much TV, just go ahead and produce the whole segment. So I did.
Oh, wow.
Basically, what happened was they had all 20 models, 10 men, 10 women, living in a house. Oh. And I went to the house. I did a smile analysis on each model. So basically, I said, you need Zoom and three veneers. You need Zoom and bonding. You need Zoom and this. They all needed Zoom, by the way.
Oh,
then
of course.
They came into my dental office. And we did all of them at once, and we zoomed their teeth, and then all the other models that needed, you know, bonding or veneers or whatever they needed, we went ahead and we did for them, and it was really cool. And then out of that, we picked four models to shoot a new national Zoom ad campaign.
Oh, wow.
And I picked one guy and three women, and they were really great, just dynamic, beautiful, big, bright, white smiles. The guy that we picked is a guy named Paul, who is actually an Abercrombie model.
Mm-hmm.
And right in the middle of the shoot, I kind of looked over and I said, you know what, Paul, take your shirt off.
I was going to say, did you ask him to take his shirt off?
You know, I mean, the guy is just ripped, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I said, take your shirt off. Let's get all the girls to kind of huddle around you.
Uh-huh.
And I said, the tagline for the ad will be, clothing optional, Zoom smile mandatory. Boom. And we shot it, and it is just killer. So you're going to see that on the Janice Dickinson Modeling Agency, the show premieres the end of August, and I think our segment will be sometime early in September.
All right, that sounds great. So our listeners paying attention, remember that. Early September, the Janet Dickinson Modeling Show. We'll have Dr. Dorfman's segment there, which I'm actually very anxious to see myself. That sounds like you...
It's on Oxygen, Janet Dickinson Modeling Agency on Oxygen.
Okay, on Oxygen. Sounds great. One of the things that you talk about at the very beginning of your book is how some people think that the cosmetics, it's all superficial and that we shouldn't care about it. And you had a great quote, and I don't have the page, so I can't actually quote you exactly. Maybe you can correct me. But it was basically, you know, so are clothes superficial, so are fancy cars superficial. But you know what? It really doesn't matter because it's whatever it takes for us to feel whole as a human.
And I'll tell you something else. People that were critical of Extreme Makeover may have criticized the liposuction or the facelift or this. They never criticized the teeth.
Really?
Nobody ever felt it was, you know, frivolous or too much to fix somebody's smile. That was never, ever, ever even broached. Everybody that went through Extreme Makeover got a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But at the end of the day, the thing that usually made the biggest change for them in their life was their smile.
Oh, I know. I've said before.
And that was the impetus for me doing the book. And by the way,
yes?
Billion Dollar Smile, I donated all the proceeds from that book to children's charities. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about what we do with Garth Brooks and all that. We can talk about that later. But, you know, my feeling was Bill Phillips is a patient of mine and a friend, and he wrote a book called Body for Life, which is a New York Times bestseller as well. And it talks all about how exercising and staying fit and, you know, just getting yourself healthy is such an important part of life. And I thought, you know, after seeing the miraculous changes we saw in Extreme Makeover and what a big improvement people's smiles made, there should be a book about this. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was a challenge to write a book that was not only educational, but actually entertaining and fun to read.
Yeah.
And I think we got that. You know, we put a lot of really fun kind of celebrity anecdotal stories in with, you know, I treat the Osbournes, and I was on their show several times, so I had stuff about me and Ozzy. And
I still find it hard to believe that any level of nitrous oxide got Ozzy. Are you sure you didn't have to use oral sedation on him?
We use every sedation on Ozzy.
Because it said you finally got him to come under the nitrous oxide, and I've had people that you turn it all the way up and they're still looking at you like, is it on?
No. When we're working on Ozzy and we're in full Ozzy mode, we bring in the anesthesiologist.
Okay. I don't think that was in the book. But anyway, hey, we have to go to a break. When we come back, we want to obviously continue this discussion. We're going to take some calls from listeners. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS.
You're always in my heart from early in the morning.
Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Brian Kvitko. And today with us on the line is Dr. Bill Dorfman. Dr. Dorfman from Extreme Makeover, probably the most famous dentist in the world, probably the only famous dentist in the world.
Ah, you're too kind.
Let's go to the phones. On line three, we have Jen in Reynoldsburg. Jen, what's your question?
Hi, Dr. Dorfman. This is Jen from Reynoldsburg. First of all, I had a guess for the question of the day. My guess is, say, 10%. And my question for you is, how did you get involved with the Garth Brooks Teammates for Kids charity?
Oh, well, that was really cool. There's an organization of dentists called the Crown Council out of Utah. And basically, it's a group of dentists committed to making dentistry better. And basically, they wanted to come up with a fundraiser. So a man who's a dentist in San Diego named Dr. Jeff Gray approached Garth Brooks and said, Garth, we are a group of dentists that want to help raise money for kids. I have some ideas I want to kick by you and see, you know, if we could do something together. And basically, the idea was, since I'm an owner in a company called Discus Dental, we make Night White, Day White, Zoom, Bright Smile, and a lot of other products. If we could get a company to donate the whitening product, which my company agreed to do, and we can get dentists to donate their time to do the whitening, which the Crown Council dentists were willing to do, we could do a charity where we whiten people's teeth, and instead of writing a check to the dental office, since everything's covered by discus, we can send the money directly to the kids, and that's exactly how the charity works. So for 4 months every year, starting in May, we do public service announcements, Garth Brooks and I, where you can call 1-877-4-SMILES. You're directly connected to a dental office in your area. When you go to get your teeth whitened, it's at a discounted fee, and you write the check directly to Smiles for Life. We then send the check right into our charity, which is Teammates for Kids with Garth Brooks, and 100% of the money goes to the kids. Over the last 10 years, we've raised $24 million.
Oh, my goodness, $24 million.
I mean, it's been amazing. We've donated a lion's share of the money to St. Jude's Hospital, to probably over 200 different children's charities. It's just phenomenal.
That's wonderful, and I'm assuming Jen has not read your book, because the introduction, the very first words in the introduction are a quote by Garth Brooks, which I'm assuming is one of his songs. And it reads, "The only thing that warms the heart as much as a beautiful song is a beautiful smile."
That's right. And he's an amazing man. It's been such an honor and a privilege to work with Mr. Brooks.
That's really great. I just love hearing stories like that, because what we talked about earlier, which is how Hollywood hasn't exactly been kind to dentists and dentistry, these kinds of things go a long, long way to dispel that myth, you know, and to have people see us as the normal, kind, caring people that we really are.
Well, you know, I mean, I know you know this, Brian, too, but people don't know this. They did a survey of professions, and the number one trusted profession year after year is dentists. I mean, we even beat clergymen. People trust their dentists more than their physicians, their lawyers, a lot of times even more than their spouses. So that part we got covered. It's just, you know, I think that being on Extreme Makeover gave me an opportunity to show America and then eventually the rest of the world that, you know, dentistry isn't scary. It doesn't hurt. It can be easy. It can be fun. And it can make a huge difference, not only in your appearance, but in your health.
Yeah, I like to say that you're never too old or too young to like what you see when you look in the mirror.
That's right.
And when you get up in the morning, if you do your hair and you do your makeup and you put your clothes on, if you don't like what you see, it's hard to head off into this cruel world with a positive attitude. Now,
I need to tell you something. I just did a smile makeover on a man. This just happened Friday. He's in his mid-50s. He's on TV. He's been on TV for 30 years. He's a newscaster in L.A. I won't say his name.
Okay.
He hated his teeth. He said, "Bill, I am the most computer illiterate person in the world, but I took a class to learn how to do Photoshop so that every time I had to send somebody a picture, I could fix my teeth."
Wow.
He said, "I'm not an emotional man."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "But when I got home and I looked in the mirror and I saw what you did," because he's just in his temporaries now, which will pretty much be like, you know, the permanent ones.
Right, right, because you do the trial smile.
He said, "I never cry." He goes, "I go to funerals, I don't cry."
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "I sat in the mirror and I cried." He goes, "This has been something that has bothered me my entire life." And this is a man of means. I said, "You know, why didn't you pay to do this? I mean, it's not like you don't have the money." He goes, "You know, I just never knew it would be this good."
Right. Well, that, and then, of course, there's that fear factor. And
yeah, but for him, it wasn't even a fear thing. He's just like, he didn't realize how big a difference it was.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because people don't understand the other part, which you mentioned in your book, and I've said it differently than you did in your book, where you think of the face as a picture, where the lips frame, your smile is framed by the lips. And you said it eloquently a lot better than I just did. But
what I said was that it's a canvas.
Yes.
And that, you know, the lips frame the smile, and the smile is the masterpiece. I mean, that's what we do as dentists, you know. It's art. I mean, it's medical, but it's art. I mean, all day long, you know, we're creating art.
Right. And I tell people, it's art. There's a lot of people that can do art, artistry, but it has to function. And that's where our problem, what we face is it has to look beautiful, but they still have to be able to chew and speak.
Right. And health is always first.
Well, and be able to, exactly.
We don't sacrifice people's health for cosmetics.
Exactly.
But when you can get a perfect blend of both, that's when it's at its best.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we do have to go to another break. Remember, our phone number is 821-1230, or you can email us a question to Dentally Speaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. We're speaking with Dr. Bill Dorfman from Extreme Makeover fame, as well as some other things that he's been doing, which we're going to get to when we come back. We'll be right back. Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and on the phone with me is Dr. Bill Dorfman, America's Dentist, the dentist that you've all seen on Extreme Makeover. And we are talking about cosmetic dentistry, of course, and we're going to go to the phones again. And we have a call here from, I believe it's Mary from Reynoldsburg. Mary, you're on Talk 1230. What's your question?
Hi, this is Mary from Reynoldsburg, and I wanted to follow up from the last caller and make a guess also. I think it's like a much higher percentage. I think, I want to say like 80%. But anyway, here's my question. I wanted to know what I can do to improve my smile if I can't afford a smile makeover.
Dr. Dorfman, that's actually a very good question. And after you answer it, I need to remember to reiterate the question of the day for the people that may not remember what it was. But, what would you say to Mary?
Well, first of all, I would say, how do you know you can't afford a smile makeover?
Good question.
You know, a smile makeover can be as inexpensive as, $100, $200. So, the most common dental procedure today is whitening, is zoom whitening, and, most dentists charge about $350 to $450 for that. Now, I know a lot of women that will pay that for a dress.
Yes.
And they'll only wear it two or three times, and then, they're not going to wear it anymore because all their friends have seen it. Your smile, you wear your whole life.
Very.
I would say don't discount the fact that, you can't have a smile makeover. Go to your dentist, see your dentist, and ask your dentist, what you can do to make your smile be all that it can be. It may not be expensive at all. If you want some more information on smile makeovers, you can go to my website, which is extrememakeoverdentist.com. And you can see some before and after pictures of things I've done. If you're looking for a good cosmetic dentist in your area, you can check the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry at AACD.com, and they'll hook you up with a dentist that's accredited in the AACD and help you find one. Or if you're local, just call Brian. He's a great dentist, too. You could go to his website and see all the makeovers he's done.
And since you brought it up, my website is drkvitko.com, drkvitko.com. I don't think I've ever given that out on the air because I try to keep the show just your basic general information show. But no, I do appreciate that, Dr. Dorfman, and you're right. And I know that one of the treatment modalities that you mentioned is some people just need whitening and a little bit of cosmetic shaping of
right. The
enamel that they have, not even realizing what a difference a little rounding here or a little sharpening there will do.
I'll tell you what else has become very, very popular in my office. We do a lot of Invisalign. If you've got beautiful teeth and they're just rotated a little bit, sometimes just whitening them, shaping them a little bit, and just moving them right into the perfect position is all you need. We've done more Invisalign than any other dentist in the world. I mean, we've done like 800 cases, so I'm a big, big, big believer in it.
Yeah, actually, the orthodontist that I referred to has said to me, you ought to do Invisalign, and I thought, why would he say that? Because it's kind of taking business away from him, but he doesn't see it that way because these are tend to be the more simple cases, the ones that don't involve
Absolutely.
2 and 3 years. So I may actually take him up on that because I was out of loyalty thinking, well, maybe I'll just send the ortho to him. Okay, now, I think that... let's go to the phones again, and on line one, we have a caller, and I believe the caller's name is Stacy, is that right? Okay. Stacy, what's your question?
Hi, Dr. Dorfman. This is Stacy from West Jeff. My question for you is, if you weren't a dentist, what other profession would you have chosen?
Wow. I'll tell you something. I never had a plan B. I honestly think I was just born to be a dentist. I mean, how weird is this? When I was a little kid, I fell and I hit my baby teeth so hard that instead of knocking them out, I actually knocked them back up into the gum. As a result of that, I had to have multiple surgeries in order to ensure that my permanent teeth would grow in normally. And instead of being scared, I was actually really intrigued. I mean, we had a really great family dentist, and, I never, ever feared going to the dentist. For me, it was always just a really interesting thing, and I never wanted to be anything other than a dentist. I mean, from the time I was a little guy, and it never wavered. So, it's weird because somebody like me, I always have, like, an exit strategy or an option. With dentistry, I never did. It's like I always knew this is what I'm going to be. And of all the things I do, professionally, the thing that I still enjoy the most and really love doing is dentistry. I had the rare opportunity of working with Donald Trump, and I asked Donald, I said, Donald, what do you think the real secret to success is? He said, love what you do. I said, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, I love what I do. I love going to work every day. I love seeing my patients. I love giving them, a beautiful, healthy smile. And to me, that's more gratifying than anything else.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I absolutely love what I do. Proud to say that I'm a dentist. I'm there for my patients and just can't imagine doing anything else. And it comes through, it shows. If you're just going through the motions, it's just not going to be the same. The quality's not going to be there. The attention to detail. I think that's great. And in fact, probably we're almost the same age. I think I'm a little bit older than you. And there just weren't many people that grew up wanting to be a dentist in our day. Nowadays, you hear more and more of it. As I think maybe the profession is becoming elevated in the eyes of the public, finally. But
well, I'll tell you, I get emails from young kids that say, I want to be a cosmetic dentist. And a lot of them come to L.A. and spend time in my office and watch me. And in fact, let me take that as a lead-in to LEAP.
Yes.
LEAP is a program that we're putting on this summer at UCLA. It goes from August 18th to the 23rd. LEAP is an acronym for Leadership, Excellence, Advancing Potential. And basically what the program is, it's a program that's committed to helping young adults, high school and college students, find direction in their life. And it's a nonprofit that I set up. My partner is a guy named Steve Anderson, and we've been doing programs like this for over 14 years. We've had about 10,000 students go through our program, and we just revamped the program. We just renamed it, and it will be, like I said, at UCLA from August 18th to the 23rd. We still have a few spaces left, so if you're interested in finding out more about it, you can go to www.leapfoundationusa.org, or you can call 877-855-LEAP.
All right.
It's 5327, and you can get more information about it. But it's a really great program. We go over time management, what I want to be when I grow up, how to manage your money, etiquette for success, study skills, how to interview, public speaking.
Wow.
One of the best things is it culminates Friday with me bringing in about 30 really dynamic business people in all different businesses, from entertainment to medicine to lawyers, whatever. And you can actually sit down and talk to these professionals and pick their brain and ask them questions.
That sounds really cool.
We're going to have a bunch of really cool speakers. Katie Sagal's coming from Married with Children. I have Sean Astin coming from Lord of the Rings. I have Chelsea Cooley coming, who was Miss USA 2005. and probably I think Mark Wahlberg may come. We're going to do a Leap Idol night, and Paula Abdul said if she's available, she'll judge it. It should be a really great program.
That sounds great. We're up against a break, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. You're listening to Talk 1230 WYTS. We'll be right back.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. You're listening to Dr. Kavitko talk to Dr. Dorfman, Dr. Dorfman from Extreme Makeover. Before we get back to Dr. Dorfman, though, I wanted to restate the question of the day. We've had a couple guesses. The question of the day, it was a survey of dentists. The question was, are celebrity cosmetic dentists good for the profession? And the question is, what percent said yes? We've had a guess of 10%, a guess of 80%. First one was low, second one was high. And so feel free to call 821-1230 with your guess. Also, I want people to know that this broadcast is available by podcast by going to www.talk1230wyts.com. And when you go there, just hold your mouse over the on-air icon, a drop-down box appears, click on Dr. Kavitko, takes you to my page, under the smile, in the middle it says go to podcast page, click there, and it gives you your choice of any of the shows that have ever aired, and you can also send it as a link to a friend if you'd like, and today's broadcast, for example, will be available about 30 minutes after we go off the air. So, Dr. Dorfman, the Leap program, I think that's wonderful. And honestly, when I first heard about it, I was trying to understand your involvement other than the fact that you're very philanthropic. So what I'm hearing is this isn't just helping young people to choose dentistry. This is helping young people learn how to be better people.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of things that they don't teach you in life. I do a special program with just the boys in the program, just on etiquette for young men.
Respect for the women and that sort of thing, or for their elders, or
Sorry?
Do you mean showing respect for their elders?
Well, that's part of it, but, you know, how to date, you know? Okay. What does it mean when a woman says no?
Oh, yeah.
No means no. I mean, you know, just kind of basic element things like that. How to eat in a restaurant. You know, which fork do you grab? Which knife do you grab? I mean, they don't really teach you that in school. And, you know, about half of the kids that will be going through the LEAP program are there on scholarship. A lot of them are inner city kids. A lot of them have grown up without having a very strong male figure in their house. And, you know, this is stuff that you need to know. You know, how do you get a job when you graduate from school? I just read a very interesting survey that, you know, people that get fired from their jobs don't necessarily get fired because they can't do the job. They get fired because they don't work well with other people.
Right.
And, you know, there are things that, you know, we feel are really critical to success, and that's what we're going to do. And by hooking these young students up with very successful business people, we'll kind of give them a little bit of insight as to the secrets of success.
Well, that sounds that's actually really cool. So it's life skills. It's teaching. I mean, I guess I'm a little surprised because I thought people were raised these days to know the things that you just described that they don't know. And
spent a lot of time with young people, Brian?
Well, apparently not enough. apparently not enough. I do have four children, but the youngest is 20, going to be 21 here soon, and of course, you've heard the old thing, hire a teenager while they still know everything, and so I didn't hire mine, and now it's too late. But but anyway, no, I really do get it, and anywhere. But see, I taught my kids how to answer the telephone, for example, and to chew with your mouth closed, and to use the right fork, and to...
see, these are good things, but a lot of parents don't.
Yeah, yeah. And so then these kids who have great potential are shown the door when they go to a place because they don't have that etiquette, they don't have that sense of what is expected in society. And so it sounds like a really great program. Now that you mentioned it, I can think of a few of my own patients that would benefit from that. But that's another story. Now, I have a question, and that is, and honestly, this is a question that was sent in the form of an email, and I know you'll find it interesting. And I swear the person's name is really Bill, so it's not Dr. Bill Dorfman asking this question just because he owns the company, but Bill from Columbus emailed us a question, and it says, Dear Dr. Dorfman, what is the difference between Listerine and Breath RX? And
well, there's a lot of differences.
I know the primary one is there's no alcohol.
The primary one is that we have no alcohol.
Right.
Breath RX is alcohol-free. Most of the products that you buy in the supermarket for mouthwash have a lot of alcohol. And we took the approach that alcohol is bad. It's bad, you know, in every way, shape, and form. And that you don't need it. And we actually get higher kill rates in bacteria in a lot of the studies we've done with our product over Listerine. Breath RX works kind of by a 1-2 punch. And the 1-2 punch goes like this. Bad breath is caused by bacteria. Bacteria produces foul smell. They're called volatile sulfur compounds. And in order to really be effective, not only do you need to get rid of those, which Breath RX does, it neutralizes those, or it just kind of wipes them away, but you also need to kill the bacteria. So the first thing that it does is Breath RX kills the bacteria that causes that bad breath. And the second thing it does is it neutralizes the volatile sulfur compound. So by kind of giving a 1-2 punch, we really eliminate it. But the thing people don't realize is that 90% of oral malodor, which is bad breath, originates on your tongue.
And so you know what, I think...
just, you know, brush and floss, you have to also use a tongue scraper. And a tongue scraper will actually remove the bacteria from your tongue. Now, people think, well, they can just brush their tongue. Brushing your tongue doesn't do it. It spreads all the bacteria around. You literally need to sweep them out of your mouth, and a tongue scraper will do that.
Well, thank you very much. We do have to go to another break. I hope that answered Bill's question. I'm sure it did. We'll be right back. You're listening to Talk 1230 WYTS, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Keep smiling at trouble.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. You've been listening to Dr. Kavitko and Dr. Dorfman. Dr. Dorfman from Extreme Makeover is on the phone with us and has been for the entire hour, which we really, really appreciate. It's been very enlightening to hear the stories. Dr. Dorfman is basically the dentist to the stars, and we've taken some questions from listeners. We also want to, in fact, you know what, I think, Tom, didn't you tell me that we had somebody on hold? So let's go to line two, and I believe we have a caller, Tanea.
Hi, Dr. Dorfman. This is Tanea from Zanesville. And the question I have for you today is, did you enjoy doing the dentistry on Extreme Makeover?
Well, I got to say, it was probably one of the highlights of my life. I mean, like I said earlier, you know, doing dental makeovers on patients is a very personal thing, but being able to share that with so many other people was amazing. I mean, it completely and totally raised the IQ of the American public and people all over the world, so that it was actually funny. I mean, patients would come into my office and sit down in the chair, and you know, whereas in the past I would do a consultation and I would have to explain everything, patients would just sit down and say, look, I want to have my teeth zoom whitened, I want Invisalign, and I think I need three veneers here, here, and here. I'm like, boom. They're like dentists practically. So it was very gratifying, and I feel incredibly fortunate to have been able to be a part of that.
Well, and you know what, Dr. Dorfman, you've been a great ambassador for the practice of dentistry. I can't think of a better individual to take on that role for us. I know that the circumstances behind you being chosen to be on the show, because of having read your book, but I think that was a stroke of luck, maybe something that was just destined to be. And what I'm talking about is the producers had selected a different dentist and one of Dr. Dorfman's patients, who happened to be, I believe, a producer on the show, said, well, you ought to talk to my dentist. He's really great. And they asked him to come. It was like short time was short. They asked him to come for what amounts to an audition, and Dr. Dorfman was too busy to go, so he sent them just a little reel, newsreel almost, of having been interviewed on various news shows. Is that correct, Dr. Dorfman?
Yeah, that's pretty close. I had been married to an actress, and actors and actresses have something that they call a reel or a demo reel. And because of that, because of the fact that I knew about that, I'd been doing a lot of different talk shows in the past for my company, so I had a demo reel. And when ABC called me up and said, we'd like you to come in for a screen test, I said, well, I'm pretty busy right now. Can I just send you my demo reel? And they're like, sure. Well, there aren't a lot of dentists that have demo reels. So that in itself already impressed them. But they hired me right off the demo reel.
You know, I actually happen to have one myself, so that makes two of us, I guess.
Well, good.
But
that
no.
means you listened well in my lecture.
I did. I very much did. We have, in Columbus here, I happen to, it's weird, I've almost become the dentist to the radio stars, if you will, which I know is weird because you don't really see these people. You'll see their photograph on the radio station website. But for the most part, it's just a voice that you hear. But once I did a makeover for one, and they tend to talk to each other, and now I've done several makeovers for, probably 7 or 8 different radio stations, competitor stations to the one that I'm on, as well as some for the station that I'm on. And so it is kind of neat. I get a small taste of what you get to deal with on a regular basis. And I very much appreciate you coming on with us. I want to give the answer to the question of the day. Do you have a guess before I do that?
Well, before you do, I just wanted to say, speaking of radio shows, my latest project is a new TV show called Four Men for Women, which is being pitched as a daytime syndicated talk show. It's four men, me, Stephen Baldwin, Alfonso Ribeiro, Randy Spellings, who's Tori's brother, and then we use a radio personality. It's Ellen Kay, who is Ryan Seacrest's co-host.
Okay.
And I believe that they just syndicated, and they are now live in your area every day as well. They used to just be on in the morning. It was just Ryan Seacrest and Ellen Kay, but now they're nationwide, and so we used her as the kind of the female co-host to keep the guys honest. So hopefully we'll get picked up and you'll see us out this fall. But the show's called Four Men for Women, and I'm very excited about it.
Sounds great. I'll listen for it. The answer to today's question of the day is that 62% of dentists surveyed feel that a celebrity cosmetic dentist or celebrity cosmetic dentists are good for the profession. So, good job, Dr. Dorfman.
Thank you.
You have, you know, what, 2/3 of the dentists in your corner, and we appreciate everything that you
do. The other third probably don't watch TV.
or they're still doing amalgams and don't know what a veneer is, maybe. It's hard
exactly.
to say. But anyway, again, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Good luck with the LEAP program. Certainly, Discus Dental doesn't need me wishing it good luck, but I'll wish you good luck anyway.
Thanks.
And with this new radio show. So thank you very much, and thanks to all our listeners who've called in. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS.